This is absolutely fantastic. Greenland's one of the chosen Donegal landmarks that's going to be beamed around the world, along with the likes of Manon Head and Fanad Lighthouse. But this is coverage in a scale that we've never ever achieved before. The Irish Open's going to be shown in about 500 million homes worldwide, so a truly global audience. And this is the kind of the type of coverage, this type of advertisement that you'd be dreaming of for years.
And unfortunately, as it stands, there are no tour guides there for people to find out more about it.
Yeah, unfortunately, today the OPW still refused to employ information guides up at Green Navalia, despite the fact that they employ them at a number of other locations in Donegal that have a fraction of the amount of visitors. Green Navalia is over 100,000 visitors, but they employ tour guides year-round in places with less than half of that. So I think they need to relook at that. They need to employ tour guides, and especially now when there will be a huge influx to Greenland throughout the week of the Irish Open. But this will have a lasting impact, and people will continue to visit Greenland. That's only going to get more and more popular. So we definitely need to relook at it and have people explain the history of Greenland when they're there.
Do you feel that the OPW could be persuaded going into the future to change their minds?
I'd like to think so. The OPW, like any public body, should be accountable to the people, to the taxpayer. I think the decisions they've made to date are illogical when they choose far less significant tourism sites than Greenland to employ staff. And clearly, when over 100,000 visitors arrive at Greenland, these people should be told the history. They should be told, look, Greenland is a beautiful site, but there's so much more to it. So the people should be explained that. Unfortunately, some people leave that site wishing they knew a bit more, and I think we've a duty to tell the story of Greenland for so many visitors.